I'm here with Sam Coleman, who played young Hodor, either young Hodor or Willis, whatever you choose to go with. And we're here at Ball at the Wall in Nashville. And first of all, I'd like to ask you, Sam, what's your convention experience has been like? Like, have you had any big highlights?
Well, I mean, every convention, especially for like guests, I feel a little bit weird about using the word celebrity, but about with guests, I mean, we always have the best time because they kind of spoil you rotten. But there is certainly a difference between the type of conventions, like the more, I guess, commercialized ones, the big sort of national, international companies that do 400 conventions a month sort of thing. They tend to be a little bit more strict, a little bit more rigid, whereas I really like the sort of family feel and the kind of the vibe of a lot more sort of community and fan-based ones. Obviously, you don't get paid as much, but it's not really about that. You know, it's you know, one big paycheck is fine for me, and then the rest of the time I can come to all sorts of funky places and meet people. But that's the thing I love about conventions. I think the first convention I went to, I was very, I had a bit of imposter syndrome because I was like, I shouldn't be here. I'm not, you know, there was other people who were bigger than me sitting down the row, and I was like, no, I understand paying 20 quid for their autograph, but paying £20 for me, no, don't do that, please. Don't pay that for my signature. It's just a scribble on a picture of my face. But actually, I really enjoy meeting people and chatting to people, and so I do it for that.
All right, so you mentioned your first convention. I'm assuming that was in the UK or somewhere like that. What was the first time you came for the US for? When was it? And what were your first impressions?
Yeah, so the first convention I did in the US was also the first time I'd ever been to the US as well. Okay. And it was here in Nashville, actually, in this exact same resort. It was for Con of Thrones in 2017, yeah. Years fly by. Gosh, so that was my first ever American convention, and I was very excited, and I still am very excited to be here. This is my fourth time coming to America now, so I did Con of Thrones Nashville, then Con of Thrones Dallas, and then last year I didn't do Con of Thrones, but I went to Chicago, actually to the Watchers in the Bar thing to watch an episode live, so that was fun.
Yeah, that is awesome.
But now I'm here in Nashville.
Okay, so let's get a little bit more into the Game of Thronesy thing. So we know you did a version, we know you did your own song called Hold the Door. Have you ever thought about getting Christian Nairn to remix it, since he's also very musical? Have you ever considered it? Would you ask him?
Well, I'd be very privileged if he did. I mean, that song started as like a parody thing, because on set there's a lot of time to kill, and I was sort of messing around with Sebastian Croft, who played the young Ned Stark with me as well. Not young Ned, but the younger Ned, which he's actually just been nominated for a BAFTA award for his role in Horrible Histories the other day. So congrats to him. He's doing really well. But we were just sort of joking about, like, because we know about the secret, nobody else does, we could put down like a record where it was like, hold the door, hold the door, hold the door, and like release it the day it comes out, and everyone would be like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then I sort of was like, what if I actually did that? And then I started writing it, and then it turned into a piano ballad. And now I'm like, I'm not sure if it's still a parody anymore, because it almost sounds like a normal song. But if Christian wanted to remix it, that would be great. I'd never have the guts to ask him, because I'd be a bit embarrassed. But
I have to tell you, when I heard it, it sounded like a time travel romance song between Hodor and Bran. That's what I heard out of it. Just, it doesn't have to be romance, but it's strong love, for sure. But so I want to ask you some about your favorite characters, but I know that you like Renly. So are we good here? Are you gonna come after me? It's fine. It's fine. No hard feelings. But other than Renly, which I thought, well, that was surprising, but like I can see your points. What other characters do you particularly like / would actually want to hang out with?
Oh, I feel like Tyrion would be a laugh, obviously. I mean, I kind of like all the characters that George has designed for people to like. Which, in a way, it sounds a bit generic, but also it makes sense as well. You know, Tyrion's great. I'm sure there's others. My brain's just gone blank. But, you know, anyone who's not going to kill me, I think, is a good start. Littlefinger would be interesting to have, like, a conversation with, like, just because, I mean, I don't like people like that, but they're interesting to talk to, because you can hear them trying to manipulate a conversation, and it's psychology is a bit, ooh, lovely. Ramsay would be fun as well, just to... Just for, you know, like, everyone wants to talk to a psychopath, you know, everyone wants to do it.
I don't know about everyone.
Well, okay, from a safe distance, but I don't know. All the characters are, all the characters are fun in their own way, but Tyrion would probably be my second answer. Yeah.
So, do you have anything that you're working on now? And if or if not, what would be like your dream project, dream franchise, etc.?
Well, I haven't really done any sort of acting stuff for a little bit now, really. Which is kind of a conscious decision because I wanted to take a break and try other things as well. Also, just because the jobs haven't come up. I mean, that's the nature of the business. If anyone wants to employ me for their film or TV, I'll happily accept, especially if it's in a nice sunny country. But I've done lots of other stuff. I was elected in May as a local councillor where I live. And so I've been up till 3 a.m. in the morning trying to sort out people's bins and things like that, which is a completely different kind of thing, but I enjoy it. I'm also doing mind reading shows and stuff now. I'm actually planning a UK tour sometime in the next couple of years to do with that. So I keep myself busy. As far as franchises I'd like to possibly do in the future, acting wise, I mean, anything really. I'm not picky. I think they're doing like a Lord of the Rings TV series, aren't they? That would be a natural fit, I guess. I'd love to do a comedy. I always say this, love to do a comedy. I've not really done a proper long-form comedy series before.
You'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, I've done, like, horror films, because people are like, oh, he looks like he's going to kill people. Actually, I think I'm quite a funny guy, not particularly a malicious guy.
I can agree with that.
But, you know, I don't know.
I have to share a story here that proves that you're a funny guy. I was riding the elevator with you at I forget if it was the first Con of Thrones or the second one, and you pressed every single button. And so we had to stop on every floor, and we went all the way to the top and went all the way down. You just screwed with us so badly, and I was dying of laughter. I still think it's quite amusing. But you did some other funny things at Con of Thrones, like dressing up as a dragon. Amazing. I just want to bring that up because I think it's super cool. So you've also talked a bit about having not read the books before, but that you purchased them after you got cast and that you had, you know, started. Have you made any progress? Are you on book one, book two? What's up?
So I have the books. I say this every time. I have the books. If I had time to read, there's probably other things I'd read before them. They're great books, don't get me wrong, but like when you do conventions and you're in the show and... I've kind of had enough of Game of Thrones. Like, people say it ended too soon, but I'm like, I get it. It's over now. Let's move on. But no, I mean, at some point, if I've got a free moment, I'll get past. I think I was on chapter 5 of book one. So,
okay.
So, but it's just at that point, it was still pretty similar to the TV show as well. So that's a bit like, I know it diverges, but then I also know how it diverges because. After 200 questions from people about various obscure lore from the books, I feel like I've read the books already, even though I haven't. But, you know, one day, maybe.
Yeah, I'm just imagining the kind of questions people ask you, and you're like, I have no idea what that means, let alone the answer to that, but okay. So we obviously did our research, and so we did know some of the things you mentioned, but we also learned that you are a poet. Are you still pursuing that? Do you still? We read that you were writing a poem a day. Update us on your poetry / I don't know. Tell us a poem. I'm no pressure.
Wow, you've done the digging, haven't you? I did that for quite a while actually, and I still occasionally write down a bit of poems and stuff. My life's so busy now with being a local councillor that it's kind of gone a bit by the wayside. But I occasionally write down the odd cool rhyme if I think of it and things like that. But yeah, my poetry's always been a casual thing, really. When I was in school, there was a good few months where I was like, I want to be a poet laureate when I'm older. And I entered a load of young writers competitions. I won 2 awards. That was fun. So I was like, people like my poetry. But then it comes into everything I do, really, because it goes into any sort of songs and music that I do. And a lot of my magic and mentalism and mind reading and stuff. Although it doesn't feel like poetry, a lot of the way you present things and the way you frame a trick, you have to. It kind of has that poetic sense to it. So, but I enjoy writing poetry. I don't really share it much. I should probably share it more. You wanted to hear a poem? Yeah. Can't think of any that I've written before, but let's create one now. Ball at the Wall in Tennessee, Nashville's the place. It's the place to be. There's lots of people and joy and masks and something something that rhymes with masks. There we go. Thank you. After a 9-hour flight, not too bad. Here we go.
That was so beautiful. I'm gonna cry up. All right. So we talked about a bunch of things, but I really like to ask people, what are you into, like TV show book wise? You said you don't have a lot of time. You told me what you were watching earlier. Let's hear about what you're watching.
Okay, well, let's start with things I really love, TV and film wise. Good Place, awesome show. Yeah. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, another awesome show. I love like American trash comedies. No, they're not trash comedies, but I as well as those two, I just love like American comedy. How to Get Away with Murder. That is American trash TV. Yeah, but I enjoy it. It's this kind of stuff you can switch your brain off and enjoy. Yeah. A bit of like Annalise Keating and Viola Davis is a legend. But
yeah.
What else do I watch? All sorts. But I can't think of a single one of them. No, there's lots of stuff I watch, and I don't do enough films. I only tend to watch films when I'm on a plane or if it comes up on telly. I watched somebody's moving chairs. I watched Spider-Man, the latest Spider-Man, on the plane on the way over. Yeah. Oh, no, the one after that, Far From Home. Okay. I saw Into the Spider-Verse, actually. That was good. But Far From Home, I quite enjoyed it. It was quite fun, actually, on the plane. I don't really watch much films. I've just caught up on Schitt's Creek. I've just started watching that because someone recommended it to me, and that's funny. The Politician, there we go. There's a show that's just come into my head. Ben Platt, that's an awesome show. Really enjoyed that. I love the aesthetic of it. I just watch weird stuff, and anything on Netflix, I tend to watch it. Orange is the New Black. Watch that.
Good final season.
Yeah, really good. Really strong. But I like just generic TV programs.
Oh, those don't sound super generic to me. A lot of those I do watch, actually. And The Politician is on my list. So you've gotten into a bit about the filming process for Game of Thrones specifically and like who you interacted with. But I haven't heard you mention this. Did you interact much with Max von Sydow on set?
We didn't really talk too much because Max is quite old now, and so he was very much, he kept to himself and his wife, which is fine. We weren't expecting him to come down to the clubs with us or anything in the evening. Bless him. But Max was lovely. I mean, I did get to chat to him briefly, and he's a very nice man. He's exactly how he sounds in the films. I always had this image, because obviously in the TV show and everything, he's always like, he talks like this. And I was just imagining that when the cameras stop, he's like, right, let's go for fish and chips or something, you know. But no, he's properly like that. And he's a really nice guy, really nice guy.
Okay. I think we've only got a question or two left so we can get this party started. I wanted to know, what's the process you went through in costuming? Like, you know, a show like Game of Thrones, there's a certain aesthetic they have to meet. Do you have any say at all? Like, yeah, I doubt it, but what's the process?
Well, I can kind of crowbar in a story that I usually tell when people talk to me about Game of Thrones, which is before I did the actual filming, I went over to Belfast for a day for what they call a screen test, which is where they get all the actors that they've cast, they put them in their costumes, they do their hair and makeup, how they're going to do it, and they put them in front of the camera to see how they're going to look and to check it's the right mix of people. And then if it's not the right mix, they say, sorry, mate, you ain't got the job anymore. Get lost. But no, they kept me. But so I went on to the screen test. And at the time, all I knew was that I was playing the part of large stable boy, I think they called it. I was excited to be the large stable boy in Game of Thrones. Don't get me wrong. I was very excited. But I went there and went into costume. And the lady was measuring my stable boy costume. And I was like, this is fun, you know, and boots. And they're like, would you be okay with leg wraps? And I'm like, oh yeah, that sounds all right. Yeah, leg wraps, that sounds cool. And they like wrapped some cloth around my boot. Actually, I wish I'd said no now, because they kept falling off throughout the filming process. It was quite an ordeal. You know, well, these are the trousers, which color would you prefer? And they asked me all the questions. She get lots of choices. And then she goes, I think the older Hodor wears a waistcoat a bit like this. And I'm like, what? Say what now? It was like a proper comedy moment where you're like, wait, what? And then I had that moment where I was like, do I tell her that she's got the wrong person? And then, because I'm so British, I didn't want to like make her feel embarrassed. I was like, oh God, she's going to be so embarrassed. Like, someone else will sort this out. It's fine. I'll just go along with it. Perhaps she's got the wrong person. But I just went along with it. And then I went to hair and makeup, and then I went to the script room, and everyone was just talking to me as if I knew that I was playing the young Hodor. And so halfway through the day, I think I said to Jeremy, who directed one of the first episode I was in, and I sort of said, so am I playing the younger version of Hodor? He was like, yeah, did no one tell you? And I'm like, no. So that was a big revelation. But yeah, the costume was nice and comfy actually. Not too many layers, sort of just big baggy stable boy clothes, you know. I was quite lucky in that way.
That's actually a lot more input than I thought you would have had on it, just in terms of, you know, yeah, I would not have expected that. So that's interesting. Were you clothes warm or cold? Like,
quite warm.
Yeah, warm. Just idly curious.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, keep talking. Okay, good. Like, we're actually interviewing. Last question. I got to make it count here. God. Last one. All right. In your whole career, who's the actor or actress who's given you the best advice? Yeah, what was it? Like, I know it's a hard one. Yeah, hold the table for... Like, yeah, hold the table.
I'm just trying to overthink because I know
might have been a professor.
There is. I think it was David Morrissey, okay. The actor David Morrissey. Do you know? I think he's in Britannia and a few other things. Yeah. Britannica or what is it? I can't remember what it's called. Yeah. He's in a lot of stuff. I think he was in Game of Thrones as well. He was in The Walking Dead, I think, as well. He's in a lot of shows. Yeah. But I met him at a convention once, and I can't remember exactly what he said, but it resonated with me, which is a really weird thing to say, because you're like, if it resonated with you, surely you'd remember it. But no, it was basically just a compliment about, like, because he'd seen my show, he'd like my work, and to carry on doing it and to keep going and keep pushing on that I've got, you know. And it was just a really nice motivational thing, and that was at a time when I was starting to get a bit of sort of con fatigue. I was a bit like, I'm not sure if I want to do many more of these. I've had my con fix. I want to sort of do something else now. Yeah. But that sort of inspired me to keep going and to keep doing acting stuff and that. So that was inspiring, I guess. David Morrissey, great guy. Well, I meet so many great people at conventions and various things that I'm full of inspiration.
All right, Sam, thank you so much. It was so great to have you on. And I also just want to give a shout out to you, you know, doing work with City Council, because I really do think that's really amazing for anyone to get involved in politics, but especially young people. And so to anyone watching, you know, take inspiration from this young man. All right. All right. Thank you.